Welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round action in the tournament as the Dort College Defenders take on the Morningside Mustangs in Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round play. The Dort College Defenders enter as the number 3 seed, while the Morningside Mustangs are number 6. Dort College and Morningside played once this season. Dort College prevailed in 4 in Sioux City back in that match that was played in early October. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside as the Dort College Defenders go through their warm-up paces. Morningside has retreated to the sideline and actually to the locker room for one final set of instructions as we get set for volleyball. The Morningside Mustangs come into today's contest 8-8 in the conference, 19-12 overall. As Coach Chad Hansen said, when these two teams met back in October, Morningside, one of the more improved teams in the conference, and they kept improving throughout the league season and finished the year 8-8. Since October 22, the losses for Morningside have been to Doan and Hastings 3-2 and 3-0, and Northwestern got them last week 3-1. The Mustangs have wins over Briarcliff and Concordia in that stretch as well. That is since October 22. The Mustangs have a 12.85 kills per set average to go with 1.08 ace serves and 2.6 points per set on blocks. This is one of the better blocking teams along with Hastings in the conference, and Dort College fits in that category as well. Brittany Olson and Jen Byard average 2.57 and 2.56 kills per set. Jake Bergman's puts down 2.27 kills per set. Olson has a 3.25 kill percentage. Ashley Vanderstow is good for 1.94 kills. Kelly Alberico and Gabby Rowe have been running the offense from the center position with averages of 5.33 and 5.62 assists, respectively. Morgan Gorley and Jessica Becker each have 28 serves for the Mustangs. Nikki Oberfull has a 4.07 dig average. For the Defenders, they're 21-6 this season, 13-3 in the GPAC. Dort is 8-1 in its last 9 matches, with a lone setback being a 3-2 loss to Doan back on October 29. 5 of Dort's 6 losses are to teams currently presiding in the NAIA Top 25, and the Defenders have 5 wins over teams currently ranked as well. Dort College is averaging 13.61 kills per set with a 2.55 kill efficiency to go with 1.51 ace serves and 2.16 points per set on blocks. Dort allows teams 0.71 ace serves per contest. Teams are getting 1.83. Brooke Granster averages a team-high 4.15 kills per set with a 3.53 kill efficiency. Emma Altena is good for 2.79 kills. Julia Lindberg's average is 2.2. Elizabeth Keel and Haley Moss average 1.95 and 1.81 kills per set and are leaders in blocks for Dort, as Keel has been in on 96 blocks. Moss has been in on 89. Jamie Gasing's assist average is 10.71. She averages just under a kill per set with 27 ace serves and 2.51 digs. Jill Scouten is the leader in digs with a 3.83 average, and Brooke Granster's average is 2.64. Last outing for Morningside, they beat Concordia 25-21, 25-19, and 26-24 on Saturday in Sioux City. Vandersell put down 14 kills. Olsen had 11. Alberico had 20 assists in row 15. Dort College beat number 2 rated Hastings 21-25, 25-19, 25-21, 25-12. Behind 16 kills by Brooke Granstra, Emma Altna added 13. She also had 4 ace serves. Gasing put up 46 assists and had a team-high 16 digs. Dort and Morningside played back on October the 11th. Dort won 22-25, 25-22, 25-23, and 25-21. Brooke Granstra led the Defenders with 18 kills. Alton had 15. Lindberg recorded 13. Gasing put up 51 assists. Scouten had 16 digs. Morningside was led by Olson with 18 kills, and Bergman had 13. Final GPAC standings, Hastings and Midland are both 14-2. Dort College 13-3. Then you have a two-game gap to Doan at 11-5. Northwestern is 10-6. Morningside's 8-8. Concordia is 6-10. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan are 5-11 and 4-12, respectively. College of St. Mary is 3-13. Mount Marty is 0-16. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Chemist Holstein with our national anthem this evening. Preceding that, a prayer offered before tonight's contest. That was offered by Mark Volkers. We are just about set for volleyball, taking care of the preliminaries of tonight's contest. Earlier this evening, the Dort College women's basketball team victorious over Waldorf by a final score of 92-55. So the defender women off to a 3-1 start. The defender women will now be facing presentation, and they'll be facing Waldorf again this weekend in a pair of contests hosted by Northwestern in Orange City. We'll tell you more about that women's contest as the evening progresses and as we have time. Some of the players you'll be hearing about tonight in the regular rotation for the defenders. You've got Aubrey Drake, a back row specialist, wears number 3. She's a 5'4 sophomore from Rock Island, averaging 2.25 digs per set. Jill Scouten is the libero. She's a 5'8 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 3.8 digs per outing. Julia Lindberg is an outside hitter, a 6'1 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 2.2 kills per set. Emma Alton is a 5'11 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 2.79 kills per set. She's an outside hitter. Jamie Gasink is the setter. She's a 5'10 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.71 assists per outing. Brooke Granster is a 5'11 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.15 kills and 2.64 digs. Summer Jansen's a 5'10 junior from Sheldon, averaging 2.1 digs per outing. Elizabeth Keel is a 6-foot senior middle blocker, averaging 1.95 kills per set. She is from Orange City. And Haley Moss is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 1.81 kills per set. Morningside Mustangs, Nikki Oberfohl is a 5'6 junior from Brighton, Colorado, averaging 4.07 digs per outing. Morgan Whitehead is a 5'10 sophomore from Lamar's, averaging 1.45 kills. Taylor Ferguson is a 5'6 freshman from the Dakota Dunes, averaging 4.3 assists and 1.55 digs. A few last-minute instructions taking place off mic. Trying to make sure that we get all the media covered for tonight's contest. And we are just about set for volleyball. Morningside in their maroon tops. White numbers trimmed out in black. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for Morningside, as I started talking about, Jen Byard is a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 2.56 kills. Ashley Vandersell is a 6'1 junior from Rock Rapids, averaging 1.94 kills per outing. Katie Cuck is a back row specialist, averaging 2.6 digs. And we are set for volleyball. Jessica Becker serves, taken by Jansen. Outside it goes to Altano. Altano with the swing and the kill. Emma Altano with the kill, and the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 1-0. Emma Altano starts things with a bang, the attack from the outside. Emma Altano, her first kill this evening. For Dort College faithful, obviously, hoping the first of many tonight for Emma. Morningside on serve receive. Set goes outside and to the back row. And attacking from the outside is Jade Bergman. Bergman, the left-hander. And the Dort College defenders are tied up 1-1. Dort College had difficulty with Bergman the first time these two teams met. I remember talking with Coach Chad Hansen after that one, wondered if it was the angles, and he simply said, well, it's the angles and the fact that she's a KG veteran. Serve taken by Scouten, racing after it, keeping it in play. Is Drake controlled by Morningside? Here come the Mustangs on the attack out of the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Brittany Olson. Olson makes it 2-1, Morningside in front. Morningside Mustangs leading 2-1, first set of this best-of-five match. Low hard serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Bump set outside Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net. Point Morningside, and the Morningside Mustangs out to a fast start, leading 3-1. Was hoping the defenders wouldn't have to deal with a slow start this evening. Morningside with service. Gabby Rose sends it over, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granster. Granster with the kill. Granster records the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 3-2. Serving for the defenders is Gasing, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Set goes outside, saved by Lindberg. Gets it to Gasing, blocked. Granster's attacked. Dort College attacking again. Here's Moss. Moss off high hands, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking through the block, saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Granster. Granster with a tap and the kill. Brooke Granster with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders tie it up at 3-3. 3-3 our score. Low hard serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking, tipped over the net, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Granster. Granster hits it wide on the attack, out of bounds. Point Morningside on the attack error by Granster. Four to three, our score. So 4-3 our score, serve taken by Dort College. They get it back over to Moss. Moss unable to put it down, she gets blocked. Point Morningside. Morningside leads 5-3. 5-3 our score. Serve taken by Granster. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside, it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Morningside attacking. Morningside now sends it over, and Morningside with a kill to the back line. That's Gabby Rowe. Rowe makes it 6-3. 6-3 our score. 6-3 the score. Morningside serving. This is Morgan Gourley. Gourley served, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granster, blocked at the net. Dort College reloads, back over to Moss. Moss cross-court kill. Haley Moss with the kill from the right side up, the assist from Gasing out of the middle. Dort College trails 6-4. 6-4, Dort College trailing by two. Jump serve by Granster, controlled by Morningside. They have to scramble a bit. And hitting it long and out of bounds is Emma Gerber. Point defenders. Gerber with the attack error. And the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 6-5. Jump serve by Granster down the line, and that's an ace serve for Granster. For Brooke Granster, that is her 14th ace serve this season. Her first tonight. And the defenders have tied it up at 6-6. Floater by Granster. This time it's short, controlled by Morningside. Gerber through the box, saved by Gasing, gets it over to Keel, touches it to Moss. Moss cross court, dug up and over, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Keel, kill. Elizabeth Keel with a kill. Dort College takes the lead on four straight points, 7-6. 7-6 our score. Jump serve by Granstra, saved by Morningside, set by to Scouten, unable to, Scouten digs it up. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes to the middle. Gerber with a swing, and she hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Gerber with an attack error. Point defenders. Dort College leads 8-6. 8-6. Jump serve by Granstra. Again, taken by Morningside. Dumped over the net. Free ball in effect for Dort College. Comes back right side. Moss. Moss with a swing. Morningside attacking, pushed over the net, and pushed into the net by Morningside and Emma Gerber, point defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. So Morningside called for a timeout. Haley Moss attacks from the right side. Haley Moss puts it away. And the Dort College defenders lead 10-6. 10-6 our score. Serving is Brooke Granstra. Granstra down the line, and Granstra serving pretty tough here on this sequence. Keel throws it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh cuts it. Morningside attacking and a double contact. A ball handling error called on Gerber, and the defender lead is 11-6. The Dort College taking control here early in set number one after getting down 6-3. Jump serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. A stab save by Gasing, but Gasing unable to keep it in play, and that will go as an ace for Morningside. A kill for Morningside. And the Mustangs trail 11-7. 11-7 our score. Katie Cuck with service. Cuck will send it over. The libero taken by Keel. They go outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Morningside, and here come the Mustangs with back-to-back points. They cut the lead down to 3 at 11-8. Katie Cuck with service. Cox serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Keel. Keel tips it over for the kill. Gasing didn't have a good angle at it. She was able to get it to Keel in a spot where Keel could do something with it. Keel sends it over. Keel gets the kill, her second, or college. Trailing out, or leading, I should say, 12-9 after the service error by Lindbergh. And the Mustangs with an opportunity to cut into what was once a five-point lead. It's down to three right now at 12-9. They'll try to string some points together. Kelly Alberico with service for the Mustangs. Alberico serve taken by Scouten. No, an ace serve for Alberico. Alberico with 13 aces now this season. And the Mustangs back to within two at 12-10. 12-10 our score, Morningside. Down two, serving, Granstra takes it, gets it right side, Moss. Moss blocked at the net, point Morningside. Well, since that timeout, Morningside has outscored Dort College 5-1. And the Mustangs trying to tie it now at 12. Alberico with service. Take a by Scouten. It was a long serve, and Scouten went after it. Gasing had to chase it. And that'll go as an ace in my book for Alberico. We're tied 12-12. Alberico with her second ace by my count. Mustangs with service. This is Alberico again. Taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside to Altena. Altena with some room to work. And Emma Altena puts it away as she was set well off of the net. Altena with the kill. It's 13-12. Dort College up a point. Serving will be Summer Jansen for the defenders. Winner of this one advances on to play in semifinal round action Thursday evening. Set goes outside to Byard. Byard with a kill. Jen Byard records her first kill, averaging 2.56 per contest. And we're tied 13-13. 13-13 the score. Short serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, sets it outside Altena. Altena down the line and hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside, and the Mustangs have retaken the lead on the attack error by Altena. So Dort College, just when it looked like they were going to run away and get a little room to work, Morningside has come back and has retaken the lead at 14-13. Keel over the top of the block, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with the tap. Morningside will reload. Comes outside. Bergman unable to put it down. Now a joust at the net, and winning the joust is Whitehead. Whitehead with the kill. Whitehead wins the joust, and Morgan Whitehead with the kill gives Morningside a 15-13 lead. And Morningside has outscored Dort College 9-2 since that timeout when they trailed 11-6. Timeout, Dort College, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Short serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out wide, Altena, Altena with the kill. Emma Altena records the kill. For Emma Altena, that is her third. 15-14, Dort College down a point. Serving for Dort College will be Aubrey Drake. Drake with the right hand, the sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois, controlled by Morningside, set to the middle, stab saved by Jansen, got it up to Gasing. Gasing sends it over to Altena. Altena pushes it over. Here comes Whitehead, passed over the net by Granstra, saved by Dort College as it was blocked back, comes back over to Altena. Altena unable to get on top of that one. Point Morningside, and Altena charged with the attack error. She had the right idea, trying to go up and over the top of the block. Just couldn't get on top of it enough to send it down and sent it off of the back line. Morningside leads by 2, 16-14. Serving for the Mustangs is Jessica Becker. Becker served to the back line. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Granstra. Granstra with the kill. Granstra on the slide, sprinting to the right, getting that kill put away. She's got three in the defender's trail by one, 16-15. Serving again, Fordor College is Emma Altena. Altena over the jump serve, nearly an ace. Morningside's tracking after it. This will be a free ball for the defenders. Passed over the net. Drake gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink to Lindbergh. Not the attack. Nord College wanted off of that free ball. Set goes over to Whitehead, unable to put it away. Back over to Granstra, unable to put it down. Now Granstra tries to push another one down after it was pushed back. Here comes Whitehead, pushed to the back corner, saved by Altena. Gets it to Gaysink. Back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Granstra records another kill. Back-to-back kills for Granstra. And she now has four. Serving again is Altena. York College trying to retake the lead. Catches the tape, flips over. Here comes Morningside Bergman. Bergman blocked at the net, but unable to close. It was Lindbergh. And Bergman gets credit for the kill, attacking from the right side with the left hand. Bergman with her second kill. And the Mustangs retake the lead at 17-16. 17-16, Morningside. Serve taken by Scouten, and that'll go as an ace. An ace serve for Rowe. And Ord College trailing 18-16. Rowe gave Ord College some trouble in her last trip into the service line. Set goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tools it off of the block for the kill. And they get Rowe out of the service area. Ord College had real challenges the last time she was there. This time they're able to get out of it relatively quickly. Gaysink serve, taken by Whitehead, saved by Dort College. Comes back over to Lindbergh, off speed, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking Whitehead, off high hands. Saved by Gaysink, over to Granstra. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hits the antenna. Lindbergh hits the antenna, so the attack error by Lindbergh. And the Morningside Mustangs leading 19-17. 19-17. Morgan Gorley with service. Taken by Granstra. Comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Dort College back to within a point. 19-18. Moss records her third kill. Granstra has service. Granstra served Dort College to lead her last time through the rotation, and she'll get them tied with an ace serve. So an ace by Granstra for Brooke. That's her second this evening. That's our seventh tie at 19-19. Nearly an overpass. Morningside attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Scout and gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back right side Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. 20-19, our score at Ord College, leading by a point. Granstra has service. We've had two big momentum swings in this one. Now trying for a third is Ord College. Serving is Granstra down the line. Morningside receives it cleanly. Set right side through the box. Saved by Gaysink. Key over the bump set to Moss. Moss taps it down the line. Saved by Morningside. Dumped over the net, saved by Scouten, bumped up towards the net by Granstra, gets it over to Lindbergh, off speed around the block. Morningside attacks, and the kill for Byart. Byart bangs it off of the block for the kill. Jen Byart with her second kill. The 6'3 junior from Sioux Center puts it away for Morningside. Mustangs with serve, taken by Granstra. Gaysink tips it to Keel. Keel puts it, unable to put it away. Hatchet save now by Granstra. Bump set. And lack of communication between Granstra, Scouten, and Lindbergh. Nobody gave way to each other. And the Mustangs now lead it 21-20. So Morningside retakes the lead. Mustangs with service. Cuck. Katie Cox serve, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gaysink, back to Keel. Keel cross court, dug by Morningside. Morningside passed up towards the net, free ball. Taken by Granstra, Gaysink, back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with her fifth kill. She had a nice match against the Hastings College Broncos back on Saturday when Dort College earned that win. Jump serve by Palama off the side of her hand. Morningside dumps it over, saved by Granster. She's there to cover it. Comes back over to Keel. Keel for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill, her third. Dort College leads 22-21. Timeout, Morningside. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
At Dort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 22-21. Dort College leading by one, set number one. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. So a timeout for Morningside, trailing 22-21. Last time Morningside called a timeout, it resulted in a two-point run, and eventually they scored 7 out of 9 points. Served by Palama, taken by Morningside. Morningside into the block and the kill for Morningside and Ashley Vanderstyle. And we're tied up 22-22. So Vanderstyle records that kill. Callie Alberico with service. 22-22 the score. And Alberico serve, short, taken by Scouten. Gasing has to race for it. Pushed over the net by Altina, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Here's Byard. Byard hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Byard with an attack error. Dort College leads 23-22. 23-22. Short serve controlled by Morningside. Comes back to Byard, off high hands, and Keel and Gasing tried to block it. They blocked it straight into the air and then lost where it was. So Byard with a kill. Jen Byard with her third kill unofficially. Now Morningside trying to serve to retake the lead. Nikki Oberfull doing the honors. Oberfull serve taken by Jansen. Gasing dumps it, kill. Picked her spot and put it away. Jamie Gasink with her first kill this evening, and the defenders now serving for the match. 24-23, Dort College up a point. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake serves short, controlled by Morningside. They'll attack, off high hands, saved by Gasink. Got it to Granstra. Granstra, Altina kill. Emma Altina with the kill, her fourth. And the Dort College defenders win set one by a final of 25-23. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders taking set number one from the Morningside Mustangs. 25-23, the final. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. To set number two we go. Serving for the defenders is Aubrey Drake. Drake serve taken by Whitehead. Overpass and putting it down is Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Dort College scores the first point of set number two. Granstra unofficially with five kills. Served to the sideline is just wide by Drake. Morningside scores the tying point on a service error by the sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. 5'4" tall, the defensive specialist. Serving for Morningside is Gabby Rowe, one of their two setters. Rowe with the serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gason, comes back over to Granstra, saved by Morningside, set outside to Whitehead, unable to put it away. Back, quick attack, Granstra, unable to put it down. Set goes to Whitehead, unable to put it away. Jansen there on the cover, comes outside Altena, Altena with a swing, Morningside attacking. Saved by Jansen, gets it over to Scouten, comes back over to Altena. Altena over the top spin kill, unable to spin it into the floor though. And now Whitehead with an off speed and gets the kill. Morgan Whitehead with her second kill. And Morningside leads 2-1. 2-1 our score. Comes over to Grant, Gaysink, Gaysink unable to put it away. Passed over the net, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, Gaysink unable to put it away, Granstra unable to put it away. Now passed to the sideline, it goes wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. Morningside leads 3-1. 3-1 our score. Morningside has service. Saved by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back to Altena. Altena with the swing and the kill. We're Dort College back to within one at 3-2. Altena with a kill. 3-2 the score. Altena serving. Altena serve, taken by Whitehead. Nearly an overpass, and it is, and trying to put it away. And a double contact called on Morningside point defenders. We'll give Granstra the kill. Three-three the score. Serving is Altena, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. And that one's over high hands, taken by Jansen. Slide to Granstra. Granstra the kill. Brooke Granstra with another kill. She's got seven. And the defenders lead 4-3. 4-3 the score. Emma Altena serving. And Alton over the jump serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking to the middle and around the block for the kill is Brittany Olson. Olson records her second kill, and we're tied 4-4. So Morningside bouncing back after Dort College put together a little bit of a run. Serving for Morningside is Morgan Gorley. Gorley with service. Controlled by the defenders, pushed over the net by Gaysink. Gaysink for the kill. Morningside having a difficult time right now recognizing when Gaysink is live and when she isn't. Now Gaysink will serve, so obviously she is not live in terms of attacking. Her serve nearly an ace. This will be passed over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Granstra, Gaysink, Gaysink, Moss. Moss over the block. Kill, Moss. Moss with the kill. And the Dort College lead is 6-4. Knuckleball serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes right side through the block. Saved by Gaysink. Got it over to Altena. Altena to Moss. Blocked at the net. Stab saved by Granstra. And a ball handling error called on Gaysink. So ball handling error on Gaysink. And the defenders lead by 1-6-5. 6-5 our score. Serve taken by Granstra, gets it to Gaysink, back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss, six kills this evening. She was sharp on Saturday, and she seems to have picked up right where she left off in that win over the number two rated Hastings College Broncos. Serving for the defenders is Granstra, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, into the block. Moss and Keel put up the king-size block, and the defenders lead it 8-5. 8-5 our score. Waiting to see how long Morningside and Coach Beth Donnelly will let it ride. 8-5 the score taken by the Morningside Mustangs. They'll attack outside Byard. Byard around the block, hits it wide. She didn't have much to work with. She gets an attack error. Morningside, they'd like to work through this without having to use a timeout, but they're down 9-5, and now they get a service error by Granstra. Well, that was the break they needed. Otherwise, they've got to burn an early timeout. 9-6, Dort College by 3. Serving for the Mustangs is Callie Alberico. Alberico with service. Alberico's serve is on the back line and an ace. Looked like Granster was going to go for it, and then at the last instant thought it was going to go long, and Alberico records her second ace serve of the evening. Alberico with another serve, trying to make it a 9-8 contest. Gesink comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh for the kill. They brought Lindbergh in behind the sliding Haley Moss, and Lindbergh records the kill. Julia Lindbergh with her second kill, and the defender lead is 10-7. Lindbergh serve controlled by Morningside, and hitting it to the back corner for the kill is Ashley Vanderstel. Vanderstel makes it 10-8. Vanderstel with a kill. Vanderstel from Rock Rapids, a 6'1 junior. Her alma mater is playing in the state tournament this week. Central Lyon playing tomorrow along with a few other Northwest Iowa schools. Comes over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with her seventh kill, and the defender lead is 11-8. Western, Sioux Center, Unity all competing tomorrow. Central Lyon, Western, and Unity all grouped in the Class 2A state quarterfinals. None of them playing each other. Set goes to the middle, and a ball handling error called on Morningside. 12-8. Dort College leads. Jansen with serve down the line, taken by Whitehead. Here comes Morningside attacking, and a kill out of the middle for Vanderstel. Vanderstel with her third. Sioux Center at the state tournament in Class 3A. Remember, the girls shifted to five classes for most of their competitions a few years ago, expanding from four classes. Morningside with serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside to Altena. Altena off high hands, stab saved by Oberfull. Morningside, they come back over to Whitehead. Now a joust at the net, pushed over by Gasing, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, set right side to Bergman. Bergman with a kill. Bergman again giving Dort College some trouble with that left-handed attack from the right side. The angle is a little bit different, and she's got more court to work with than your typical right side hitter. And the serve is long and out of bounds by the Mustangs. Mustangs trying to serve very aggressively. Jessica Becker will check out of the contest after that service error. Dort College leading 13-10 in set number two. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Morningside set to receive. Serve to the back line, taken by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Here's Bergman again. That time Drake gets to it. Gasing gets it over to Granstra, unable to put it away. Morningside attacking. 1 foot takeoff by Whitehead. Gasing will set it outside to Altena. Saved by Dort College. Pushed over the net by Granstra. Here comes Morningside reloading. Into the middle and blocked as Brittany Olson. Just a couple players in the conference who can make that play. One of them's on Dort's team. That's Brooke Granstra, as she got up on the quick block. And amazes me how quickly she can get up off of the floor after jumping, missing, and then coming back. And that time, Granstra and Altena team up for that block, and the defenders take a 14-10 lead. Timeout, Morningside. Back with more after this. Dort College women's volleyball leading Morningside 14-10 in GPAC quarterfinal round play. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Brought to board as an agent. 712-737-6000. Jump served by Drake. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes to the middle. Bergman. Pancake by Scouten. And running out of room, Drake and Granstra. And the Mustangs come out of the timeout and break the Dort College run. It's the third time they've done that this evening. Dort College leads 14-11. Jump serve by the Mustangs, taken by Dort College. Comes back over to Granstra, blocked at the net. Scouting to Gasing. Gasing outside Altena. Altena Tries to go around the block. She does, but hit it wide. Point Morningside. So Alton with an attack error. And the Mustangs refusing to fade. 14-12. Jansen overhand gets it to Granstra. Here's Gasing blocked at the net. Pushed over the net by Altena, and a ball handling error called on Altena. It's either going to be a ball handling error or an attack error. We'll call it an attack error as she was trying to tip it over with two hands. And the Mustangs back to within a point at 14-13. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Altena. Altena off high hands and a kill. Emma Altena with the kill for number 12. That is her sixth kill. Defenders lead 15-13. Altena serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Morningside, keep it in play. Morgan, Whitehead, and Whitehead tips down the line for the kill. Whitehead records the kill. She's a sophomore from Lamar's for the Mustangs, averaging 1.45 kills per set. She's got three this evening. Morgan Gorley serving for the Mustangs. And her serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Drake. Drake sends it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off the block. Saved by Byert. Morningside, they get it back over to Byert. Off balance, saved by Scouten. Gasing, Gasing. Granstra, Granstra. Chicken wing saved by Byert. And a down ball down the line, saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tap and a kill. Lindbergh taps it down the line, records the kill, and the defenders lead by a deuce, 16-14. Julia Lindbergh with her third kill tonight. 16-14, Dort College by two. Down the line, Morningside attacking. Set goes to the middle. Morningside unable to recover the block by Brittany. That Brittany Olson suffered. Olson went up, and recording the block out of the middle was Granstra. Gasing now has served. That catches the net. The net, that is. Tips over. Saved by Scouten. Now Moss. Moss unable to keep it in play. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Mustang point. 17-15. Morningside down two with service. Katie Cuck, the libero. Taken by Granstra to Gasing. And Gasing unable to get squared up under that one. A ball handling error on Gasing. And the Mustangs trail 17-16 and still have service. This with Katie Cuck. Cuck's short serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Over the block. Saved by Morningside. They bump it to Byert. Byert through the block. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Back to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Point Morningside. Well, Dort College was up 14-10. Morningside called a timeout. They've outscored Dort College 7-3 since to tie it at 17-all. Cuck with service. Cuck serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. Granstra pushes it over. Morningside attacking. And Granstra tries to backhand it over, and Morningside takes an 18-17 lead. An attack error by Granstra. And the Mustangs have a one-point lead in set number two. Dort College won set one, 25-23. Morningside trying to even it. Dort College uses a timeout. Back with more in a moment. Morningside leads 18-17 in set number two. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. Also by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. Morningside leading 18-17. Katie Cuck has service. Cuck's serve short, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Outside it comes Lindbergh, blocked at the net. Point Morningside. Morningside with a two-point lead, and they're on a 5-0 run right now. Dort College has to find a way to get out of this rotation. Jocelyn Wind is in. Julia Lindbergh is out. Cuck with service. Morningside trying to even the match at one set apiece. Granstra to Gasing. Back to Moss. Moss tips it. Dug by Cuck. Set goes to the middle, off high hands, and a kill for Vanderstyle. Vanderstyle with four kills. Morningside has now scored 6 points in a row, and they have turned a 17-14 deficit into a 20-17 advantage. Timeout, Dort College. They've used number two. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Morningside has service. Katie Cuck to do the honors. Cuck serve. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill, and Dort College needed that point in a bad, bad way. Dort College trailing now 20-18. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra. Granstra with that kill moments ago. The Great Plains Athletic Conference attacker of the week again this week. Byert with a kill. Jen Byert with her fourth kill. And the Mustangs reestablish a three-point lead. Morningside trying to basically play side-out volleyball from here on out. They do that, they can even the match at one set apiece. Serve, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gaysink, back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fourth by my count. Serving is Abby Palama. Palama serve, controlled by Morningside. Set goes to Bergman, blocked at the net. Saved by Cuck, pumps it up towards the net. Through the block was Byert. Gaysink shoots it over to Altena. Altena unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside. Bergman, left-hander, unable to put it away. Palama, Gaysink, Gaysink, Keel, blocked at the net. Dort College scrambles. Bump set, Altena, saved by Dort College. Passed over the net again by Palama. Here comes Morningside. Mustangs attacking Bergman through the block, and a kill that time. Jade Bergman with her fourth kill. So Bergman makes it 22-19, Morningside leading. Nikki Oberfull with service for the Mustangs. 22-19. And her serve catches the tape. Scouten gets to it and unable to keep it in play, an ace serve. That one caught the tape. Scouten had to lunge for it. Oberfull with the ace. Dort College is out of timeouts. 23-19, Morningside leading. Oberfull, her first ace, her 20th of the season. Outside it goes Altena, dug up and over and out of bounds. Point defenders. Emma Altena records the kill, her seventh. That one tantalizingly close. Our score. Down the line, saved by Whitehead. Comes back over to Bergman, blocked at the net, Altena. Altena puts the block up on Whitehead. Dort College backed over then two at 23-21. Serving will be Summer Jansen, the junior from Sheldon for Dort College. Morningside attacking, dumped, saved by Jansen. Comes back over to Keel, unable to put it away. Now Keel tries again to put it away. It's saved by Whitehead. Bergman blocked at the net, Cut covers it. Morningside attacking, Bergman, power tip to the back line, out of bounds, point defenders. Bergman went for the tap to the back line, missed it long, and the defenders now back up within a point with service when we resume play right after this. Morningside uses a timeout. 23-22, Morningside leading Dort College by a point. Morningside uses a timeout. Now four timeouts used by Morningside in the previous three. When they have come out of timeouts, they have scored the next point. So Morningside able to use that timeout and set their strategy. And so far they are 3-for-3 on those changes of strategy after a timeout. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Serve controlled by Morningside. They'll attack outside Whitehead. Down the line, saved by Jansen. Up and over. Here comes Morningside on the continue. Set goes to the middle. Morningside scrambles. Power tip. And now we've got four contacts called on Morningside. We're tied 23-all. And I believe they're saying that the one contact came not on a block, but down on the floor. And Todd Karolchek, the R1, and you aren't going to get better than Todd in terms of your officials that you get to choose from in the conference. There might be some that are equal, but I'm going to say nobody's better. Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by Morningside. Outside Bergman, through the block. Grandstruck keeps it in play. Comes over to Alton. Alton up for the kill! Emma Alton records the kill. For Emma, that's her eighth. And the defenders now serving for the set and a 2-0 lead in the match. Serving again is Jansen. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Bergman block. Point defenders! 6 points in a row by the defenders as they close the set. Two kills by Altena in that run, a couple of blocks, and an attack error, and 1-4 contact, and the Dort College defenders steal set two, 25-23 after trailing 23-19. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside after a pair of 25-23 wins in sets 1 and 2. Dort College closing set 2 on a 6-0 run to take control of this match. And what a pivotal point of the match that may turn out to be. We always talk about the fact that you give a team a chance and they'll probably kick the door in. Dort College allowed Morningside to lead 23-19, but Dort College closed set number two with a 6-0 run and now lead two sets to nothing. Trying to check some other scores from around the conference and can't readily find anything. Dort College versus Waldorf men's basketball. Waldorf leads at halftime, 48-32 in Forest City. See what the defenders are able to do as they try to rebound from that halftime deficit. Obviously not the start that the Dort College men's basketball team wanted tonight. The women's basketball team, victorious 92-55. Dort College led 29-21 after one quarter and were up 46-30 at the half. The defenders were led by Shea Palomo with 17 points and 8 rebounds, 14 for Rio Landers. 11 points by Kim Cruz and Kenzie Bausma, 10 for Annie Rinesmith. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Morningside hasn't come out from the locker room yet after that 8-minute break. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr885.com. Well, the expression on Todd Karolchik's face says it all. He is not amused. Morningside has made their way out of the locker room. They have given the scorers table their lineup. There will be a yellow card assessed. It's just a matter of, at this point, if there is a point awarded. And it doesn't appear that there will be at this point. Jenny Molson, the R2. I've been doing this a long time, longer than I care to remember, and I don't recall seeing something like this where a team doesn't come out of the locker room in time to start the third set on time. Jansen passes it left side to Altena. Altena around the block, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Bergman over the block, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Pushed over the net by Granster. Saved again by the defenders. Jansen, Gaysink, Gaysink, Altena. Altena around the block. Hit it wide. Point Morningside. So an attack error by Altena. And the Mustangs lead 1-0. 1-0 our score. Dort College women leading 2-0, 25-23 and 25-23. Drake, Gaysink, Gaysink, Altena, Altena out of the middle. Here comes Morningside. Whitehead unable to put it down. Dort College attacking. Granstra, Granstra over the block for the kill. Winner of this match advances on to play in the semifinals on Thursday against the winner of the Midland-Concordia match. That match being played in Fremont this evening. If Midland wins, they're the number two seed. They'd be hosting. Morningside attacking. Set goes to the middle. Tipped. Saved by Lindberg. Gets it over to Gaysink. Back to Julia. Into the high hands. Saved by Dort College. Covered by Drake. Down ball by Granstra off the busted play. Here comes Morningside. And Morningside records the kill. That's Brittany Olson. Olson with a kill. It's 2-1. Our match just a little over an hour old now. Morningside has service. This is Gabby Rowe. So Rowe with service. Scouten takes it. Up and over and out of bounds. An ace serve for Morningside. Rowe with the ace. Dort College is passing not as sharp as you would like to see this evening. As a whole, it's been a challenge. They've been able to survive up to this point. Drake to Gaysink. Gaysink trying to dump it over, and Gaysink hits it wide. Point Morningside on the attack error by Gaysink. 4-1, Morningside leading. Set number three. Jump serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Granstra. Granstra with the bump set over to Lindberg. Lindberg passes it over the net. Whitehead blocked at the net. Dort College reloads. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. Brooke Granstra with her 10th kill, or 9th. Looks like 9th officially. Serving for the defenders is Gaysink. Morningside scrambles. Whitehead. Whitehead into the block, into the net. Point defenders. So Whitehead with an attack error. And serving for the defenders is Gaysink. Gaysink down the line. And an ace. Jamie Gaysink with an ace serve. For Jamie, that is her first. And the defenders have tied it up 4-4. Gaysink serve this time is long and out of bounds, so a service error by Gaysink. And the defenders trail it 5-4 after the service error by the sophomore center from Sioux Center. Morningside's Morgan Gorley now serving. Gorley's serve, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gaysink, comes back over to Moss. Moss tips it off the block, saved by Morningside. Mustangs, and a kill for Byard. Byard, able to get the tough angle down. Jen Byard with her 5th kill. It's 6-4 Morningside. 25-23, Dort College leading by 2. Granstra to Gaysink, Gaysink, Granstra, Granstra kill. Brooke records the kill. She's got 11, and the defenders back in front. Trailing by 1, I should say, are the defenders, 6-5. Granstra serve controlled by Morningside down the line, and a kill for Byard. Byard with the kill. Byard with her 6th. And the Mustangs back in front by a double, 7-5. Katie Cuck serve. Taken by Granstra, gets it to Gaysink, back over to Moss. Moss around the block. Morningside covering that better on the slide. Through the box, saved by Gaysink. Bump set to Lindberg. Lindberg tries to tip it down the line. Morningside saves it. Cuck. Cuck to Byard. Byard to Moss. Moss tips back corner. Morningside covers it. Comes back right side. Saved by Granstra. Controlled by Scouten. Back over to Lindberg. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking off high hands, and a kill for Morningside and Vanderstow. So Vanderstyle records the kill. Dort College has serve received now from Cuck, taken by Granster to Gasing, slide to Keel, and Keel unable to get around, get away from that ball that was blocked back at her. Point Morningside, and the Mustangs lead at 9-5. 9-5 the score, Morningside by four. Katie Cuck has served, taken by Granster. They get it over to Gasing, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps it over, Morningside attacks. Set goes to the middle, and another kill for Vanderstyle. Vanderstyle makes it 10-5. Jocelyn Wind is going to check into the match. Checking out will be Julia Lindbergh. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Dort College trails 10-5 and set number 3. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing set 3, 10-5, after winning sets 1 and 2, 25-23 and 25-23. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 722-4472. Brian Grinwake is a broker. Serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Keel. Keel for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fifth kill. And the defenders trail 10-6. Keel averaging just under two kills per set. Abby Palama has service. And Palama's jump serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking through high hands. Saved by Granstra. Comes back over to Altena. Altena for the kill. Emma Altena able to turn on that one. Get enough top spin on it. Dort College trails 10-7. 10-7 our score. Dort College down three. Again, Palama, the junior from Rock Valley, with service. Morningside attacking, saved by Gasing, gets it over to Keel, comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with her eighth kill, and the defenders trail 10-8. Three unanswered by Dort College. Low hard serve by Palama. Here comes Morningside. Set goes to the middle, Vanderstout, dug by Granstra. Got it back over to Gasing. Kept it alive, and putting it away is Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her sixth kill, and the defenders have now rattled off 4-0 to get back in the match. Back in the set, I should say. Checking into the match is El Barrico. And we've got a new back row specialist in for the Mustangs. That's Brittany Fleming. Morningside attacking. El Barrico sets it outside to Byart. Byart for the kill. Jen Byart records the kill, her seventh. Serving for the Mustangs will be El Barrico. So El Barrico with service. El Barrico's serve taken by Scouten. Altna keeps it in play, gets it back over to Keel. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her seventh kill. And the defenders back to within a point at 11-10. 11-10 the score. Serving for the defenders is Jansen. Summer Jansen served for Dort College as part of that 6-0 run. And Altena goes up after an overpass, tries to put it away. Had a lot of the court to work with, but just misses it wide and out of bounds. So an attack error by Altena, and the defenders trail 12-10. Golden opportunity missed by the defenders that time. Serving for the Mustangs is Oberfull, left side of the service area, and she serves it into the net. There have not been many service errors by either team here this evening. Been pretty cleanly played in that regard. Dort College back to within a point at 12-11. Aubrey Drake has service. Dort College leading two sets to 0, 25-23 and 25-23. Served by Drake. Morningside attacking into the high hands. Vanderstyle unable to put it away. Comes back over to Altena. Roll shot over the block. Saved by Morningside. El Barrico. Ball nearly hits the antenna. No call made. Granstra with a tip. Controlled by Morningside. Tap to the back line. Drake with a free ball. Comes back right side. Granstra down the line. Morningside attacking. Pushed over. Skouten gets it back over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. 12-all. Granstra records the kill. Timeout, Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Back with more in a moment. Doan Volleyball. Doan leads Northwestern 2-0, and they're up 13-7 in set three as we take a look at some other scores. Briarcliff has evened their match with Hastings with a win in set 2, 26-24. Concordia defeated Midland 28-26 in set 2. They have tied that match at one set apiece as well. So Concordia and Midland tied 1-1. And the other match, Hastings and Briarcliff tied 1-1. Doan and Northwestern. Doan leads at 2-0. Here in Sioux Center, Dort leads Morningside 2-0. Set goes to Bergman. Bergman unable to put it away. Saved by the defenders. Comes outside. Gasing. Gasing down the line for the kill off the assist from Granstra. Jamie Gasing with her third kill. Dort College leads at 13-12. 3 points in a row for the defenders. Last two timeouts by Morningside have resulted in Dort College scoring the point after the timeout. Low hard serve controlled by Morningside. They'll attack to the middle. Vanderstout dug by Jansen. Kept alive by Skouten. Back over to Granstra. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Whitehead off of the block. Saved by Skouten. Middle back. Comes outside. Altena. Altena for the kill. Emma Altena records the kill, her 10th. The defenders lead 14-12. 14-12 the score. Serving for the defenders is Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with serve. Low hard serve. Tips the net. Rolls over. Morningside attacking. Vanderstout. Saved by Jansen. Bump set. Altena unable to put it away. Now dumped over by Gasing. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs, Whitehead, dug by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, blocked at the net, Granster's attack, comes outside to Alton off high hands, hatchet saved by the Mustangs, comes left side, Whitehead, down ball, saved by Drake, gets it to Gasing, pushed at the net, and a kill for the Mustangs. Ashley Vanderstout wins out on the joust. Vanderstout wins the joust. Dort College leads 14-13. Service for the Mustangs, Jessica Becker. Becker trying to even the set up. Taken by Drake, miscommunication. Dort College keeps it in play, comes over to Altena with a swing, unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside. Bergman off high hand, saved by Skouten. Kept it alive, Granstra comes back over to Altena. Altena for the kill. Emma Altena records the kill. She's got 11, sharing match honors with Brooke Granstra. Haley Moss has 9, 7 for Elizabeth Keel for the defenders. For the Mustangs, 7 for Jen Byard, 6 for Ashley Vanderstout. 15-13, Dort College leading. The jump serve controlled. Here's Whitehead. Whitehead hits the antenna. Point defenders. So Whitehead with the attack error. See how long Beth Donnelly goes with it. She's used one timeout already. Jump serve by Altena. Saved by Morningside. Set goes to Bergman. Bergman blocked. Morningside reloads. Again to the middle. Out of the middle for the kill is Olson. Olson with her fourth kill. Olson records the kill. 16-14. Dort College leading by 2. Serving for the Mustangs is Gabby Rowe. Rowe trying to get her team back to within a point. Dort College set for serve received. Dort College has had difficulty with Rowe's services all night. That time Skouten gets it cleanly to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. That's a tough one to defend. Granstra gets to the pin so quickly on the right side. And she gets that tough angle. Hard to turn your body enough as a digger to get to that ball and square it up. Dort College leading 17-14. Whitehead block. Point defenders. Moss and Granstra teaming up for that block. And the defenders lead 18-14. And Morningside's going to call a timeout. Timeout charge to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland has taken set three over Concordia, 25-15. They lead that match now 2-1. Dort College men's basketball on the road at Waldorf, and it has not been a kind trip to Forest City for the defenders so far. They trail 69-48 with 11:56 remaining. It's going to take a colossal comeback by the defenders to pull that one off. Dort College women's basketball victorious over Waldorf handily earlier today. And the best part of that one for the defender women, they'll be playing Waldorf again this weekend. Dort College winning 92-55 earlier today. Tough serve by Gasing. Morningside scrambles. Down ball saved by Wind. Gets over to Granstra, unable to put it away. Here comes Morningside out of the middle. Olson, dug by Gasing, controlled by Granstra, now pushed over by Moss. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Olson. Olson hits it wide and out of bounds. Defenders get the point. Olson on the attack error. Well, let's see if Morningside has one more charge in them. Every time they have needed one, it seems like they have had one so far. Right now, the defenders in control of set three. Pancake save attempt by Scouten, unable to keep it in play, though. Point, Morningside. So a kill that time. I'm going to give that to Olson. That's her fifth. 19-15, Dort College leading. Granstra to Gasing. Gasing outside Wind. Wind with the kill. Jocelyn Wind with her first kill tonight. And Jocelyn, oftentimes, when she comes in, she'll get that a kill. She just got enough of a different approach from the outside that it gives a different look. Nearly an ace that time by Granstra, and Morningside passes it over the net, and I'm going to score that as an ace for Granstra, not a score what our official scorekeepers will do, but a Granstra, by my book, credit for the ace. Short serve, take it by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes right side. Olson. Olson with a kill. Olson records her fifth kill. Beg your pardon, sixth kill now. And the defenders lead 21-16. Take it by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Slide over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her 10th kill. And the defenders are in control of this one, 22-16. Much like Morningside was in set two, let's see if Dort College can finish it off. Serve down the line, and that'll be an ace. An ace serve for Abby Palama. Palama with her eighth ace this season. And it seems all but academic at this point for the defenders, leading 23-16. Dort College going for their 22nd win of the year. Palama's low hard serve, saved by Morningside. Set Granstra gets it over to Gasing. Gasing Keel. Keel with a swing and the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her eighth kill. And the Dort College lead is 24-16. And a match point on the way for the defenders. Match point coming for Dort College. Palama's serve taken by Byard. Byard gets the set. She gets blocked. And the Dort College defenders win it 25-16 on the block by Keel and Moss to finish it. Dort College wins in three, 25-23, 25-23, and 25-16. Dort College improves to 22-6. They advance on to play Thursday evening in the semifinals against either Midland or Concordia. Midland leads that match 2-1 at the moment. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Back with more in a moment. Dort College defeats Morningside in three tonight in GPAC quarterfinal round play. The defenders advance on to the quarterfinals. I'm sorry, the semifinals, 25-23, 25-23, and 25-16. Turning point in this one, late in set two, Dort College trailed it 23-19. Got to get my facts straight. They came back with an Emma Alton a kill. They got a block, an attack error by Bergman, a timeout by Morningside. Dort College scored the next point out of the timeout, the first time in the match that they did that after a timeout. Emma Alton followed with another kill and then a block by the defenders, and they win it by a final of 25-23. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over the Morningside Mustangs this evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. 3-0. Dort College wins 25-23, 25-23, and 25-16. Here are the numbers. Dort College hit a healthy 252 for the match. 48 kills, 16 errors, 127 total attacks. Morningside, 29-17 and 110 for 109 kill efficiency. 58 digs for the defenders, 53 for the Morningside Mustangs. 7 blocks for the defenders, 8 for the Mustangs. Dort College was led tonight by Brooke Granster with 12 kills. Emma Altena had 11. Haley Moss had 10, 8 for Elizabeth Keel. For the Mustangs, they were led by Brittany Olson with 7 kills, 6 for Ashley Vanderstow, 7 for Jen Byard, 5 for Jade Bergman, 3 for Morgan Whitehead. For the Mustangs, they had 2 players with 13 assists each. They were Kelly Alberico and Gabby Rowe. For Dort College, Jamie Gasink had 39 assists. She also recorded 14 digs. 13 digs for Jill Scouten and 12 for Summer Jansen. Dort College improves to 22-6 this season. They're 13-3 in conference play. Morningside, it's wait-and-see time, and I don't know all the particulars on that host bid for the Morningside Mustangs and Briarcliff Chargers. Morningside now 19-13. Briarcliff is 12-15, but I believe you need to have a winning record to receive the host berth, and the Morningside Mustangs right now would fit that bill. They are 19-13. I believe they will probably, in all likelihood, receive the host berth to the NAIA National Tournament. Leah Camp takes a seat beside me, the sophomore from, oh boy, Tinley Park, Illinois. Did I get it right?
Yep.
Well, once in a while my memory is okay, Leah. Talk a little bit about your role with this team, match like tonight. You're kind of on an on-call basis, I would say, in case something isn't going right or we need a block at some point. What's your role coming into a match like this evening?
Yeah, on the bench, we have a blast just cheering on the team. Just in timeouts and during plays, just telling them where to hit and if the ball's in or out. I love cheering them on and helping them when they're down and getting excited when we do good. So, yeah.
Okay. How has the transition gone for you? Transfer in as a sophomore? A little different road taken than some in the case that you were at another college and you decided to transfer. What brought you to Dort College? What was that path that led you here?
Yeah, it was definitely a little scary coming here. Just being a transfer, definitely a new experience. I've loved it here, though, and it's been a great transition. I was really close to coming to Dort my first year. Ended up going to Kelvin, but after my first year, decided this is where I need to be, so here now and really excited about it, loving it.
For those of us who follow volleyball pretty closely, Camp, a pretty good volleyball name, and talk about how long you've been playing, your exposure to volleyball, and what you want to accomplish, I guess, in your two remaining years here at Dort College.
Yeah, for sure. I've grown up around volleyball a lot. My cousins, my family, my sister, we've all been in the volleyball world for a long time, and it's been really fun to experience it with them. But being the first one coming here, it's kind of exciting, making my own name out of here. I've definitely taken a backseat to the two seniors in the middle this year, and it's been cool to learn from them, and I'm excited to hopefully get my chance next year when the seniors graduate, and yeah, I can step up in the middle and hopefully help our team out. So,
talk a little bit about that, because coming out of high school, everybody wants to play right away. I mean, there's no one signs up to play college athletics thinking I'm going to sit the bench or I'm going to play junior varsity sports. Talk about the transition for you and what how you've had to grow as a player in that role.
Yeah. So last year I got injured pretty bad at the beginning of the year. So I took a year on the bench last year too, and that was really tough, but it definitely, I mean, it was cool just experience it from the other side of being on the bench and being able to help my team out in a different way and carrying that into here. Like, I came in knowing that there were two seniors in the middle, and, I mean, that's tough, but I think that I've definitely taken it as a learning experience and just watching them and, just using the opportunities I have this year to help our team out. I mean, next year is going to be a whole new dynamic, but, just doing what I can this year and then just preparing for next year, too, in that way, knowing that hopefully I can step up and help the team out with other aspects on the court. So,
What are you studying?
Exercise science.
Okay. Dream job in a few years when you graduate.
I would love to work with the elderly somehow, doing some kind of therapy. I'm not pre-PT yet, but possibly going to go into that. So we'll see, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Enjoy
thank
the
you.
Win and get back to work tomorrow.
Thanks.
That's Leah Camp, sophomore from Tinley Park, Illinois. And she's going to retreat, and we'll see if Coach Chad Hansen makes his way over or if we are finished for the evening. We'll give him a few moments, and I'll see if I can track down some scores. Men's soccer. Midland loses to Concordia in the semifinals, 3-2. That's in men's soccer. Don't get too excited, volleyball fans. Also in men's soccer, Hastings leads Morningside 4-2. Doan has swept Northwestern 3-0. Midland is up 2-1 on Concordia, leading 12-8 in set 4. Hastings leads Briar Cliff, and I believe that one is 2-1 as well. The Morningside Mustangs falling to Dort College 3-0, so two are in the books, and we're waiting and treading water. Try one more time to make sure I've got the score on that Hastings set 3. Yes, Hastings beat Briar Cliff in set 3, 25-15. Coach Chad Hansen takes a seat beside me, and Coach, I don't want to break it down too simply, but that six-point run to close set number 2, the difference, I don't know if you won and lost the match at that point, but it certainly made a tremendous difference with that six-point run at the end of set number 2.
That was really nice volleyball, Mike, and like to see that. 23-19, I think, and then we went, the 6-0 to finish 25-23. It was great to see us turn it on when we absolutely had to. That was encouraging. Love for us to turn it on earlier and have a good lead working through. But Morningside's a strong team. They're playing strong volleyball. They'll be at the national tournament as the host team. And we respect them a ton for what they brought into this match. They played with some good energy.
Well, you answered one of the questions I had during the post-game show was that they do get the host bid. I thought because they were above 500 and Briarcliff was not, that's how it would break down. Talk a little bit about your team and the adjustment you had to make. It seemed like the blocking got a little bit sharper and the angles got better in terms for your diggers in late in set 2 and then also in set 3. Some balls that were falling off deflections, your team was getting to both blocking and digging.
Yes, the adjustments we were making were, we came in with a strategy. And the strategy was to block a certain way and to put our diggers behind the block in a certain way. Throughout the course of the match, though, our blockers they needed to stay in our strategy. And in the moment, I think they were losing sight of the strategy and the team defense dynamics, and they were more distracted by just trying to get a good touch on the ball. And that always messes with the defenders back behind, and it actually makes our block less effective. So as the blockers individually just became more accountable and owned the technique that fit with the strategy of where to block, what positions along the net, that gave us better confidence, not only as blockers at the net, but also diggers back behind. There's less guessing when that's the case, and our block really kicked it into second.
I believe you're 9-1 in your last 10 matches. So what's been the difference? Why are you playing so well at this point in the season?
Ooh, that's a great question. Every time I think we're playing great volleyball, I see other areas that we need to keep growing in. And I share that because at the end of the season, I'd like to look back and say we just kept growing. And I feel like there's in the last month, I'll say, if we're 9-1 in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we have been really playing strong volleyball, and it's been encouraging. And then I think of a Doan match where we were vulnerable from the service line, and that's on us. That's not anything Doan was doing. But we were exploited there because of errors and not serving aggressive enough, and Doan beats us 17-19 in the fifth set. So the strategies and the adjustments to make and the continual growing points, here's one piece that I'll share with you. I've been putting in this late season more responsibility, asking for more input, and letting the upperclassmen, our leaders, carry more of the ownership in the decisions that are made. And when that leadership is providing a unified voice, the team rallies around, buys in into that voice, and it's easy to follow. It's been really, really refreshing from the sense of I've been growing, yet surrendering more things to them, and they just continue to deliver time and again. You know, we were down 5-10. I think I got a positional timeout, and I just had the players talk to each other. I didn't say a single word except maybe to Jamie about a set strategy, and they went out, and I think we came back 5 or 6 points in a row. So that's just a reminder for me that sometimes less is more, and I don't always have to be at the center of I don't have to be at the center of things, and more people can share in that responsibility.
In all likelihood, it's going to be Midland on Thursday. I'm going to go on that assumption right now and ask the question, what does Midland bring? You faced them a couple of weeks ago here at the DeWitt. In all likelihood, you're going to Fremont on Thursday. What are the strengths of this Midland team going in?
Yeah, Midland, the strength for Midland, they're going to be playing at home. I believe the crowd there could be pretty lively. They've had some really high attendance matches on their midweek matches, upwards of 2,000 fans. And there's a lot of excitement for them about sharing in the conference championship, whereas prior to us beating Hastings, they thought they were out of it. They're comfortable in their own gym. Casey Hyman is a go-to player for them out on the left side. And Kepke, number 24, their middle, has been playing stronger in volleyball as the season has progressed. Their setter, Jessica Peters, runs a really smooth offense. And their other middle, Priscilla O'Dowd, is having a strong sophomore year. She's quite lively and keeps blockers guessing with her different shots. It's a match I'm excited to play. I look forward to going into that gym and that environment. It's something we're going to prepare our team for as best we can.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball. I'd like to stall and tread some more water. Dort College basketball team, the men's basketball team, showing some signs of life after getting down by as many as 20 in the second half. How about that? They've just taken the lead at 78-77 on a basket by Dalton Franken. Looks like D has put the team on his back. He's got 33 points at this point. And Dort College has taken the lead at 78-77 with just over 2 minutes remaining in that one. Live stats link is available on our website, www.dort.edu/athletics. Recapping what happened earlier tonight, Dort College Volleyball, 3-0 winners over the Morningside Mustangs. In volleyball play in the GPAC quarterfinals, they'll play again on Thursday against, in all likelihood, Midland. Midland up on Concordia 2-1 and leading in set number 3. And in women's basketball, Dort College victorious. That one ended up being a final of, it was a wide margin, 92-255. Dort College led in that one by Rhea Landers with 14 and Shea Palama had 17. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.